Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 3rd of January, 2013. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark and I'm your host for this show. In the final episode of this series, we'll be talking about bad habits, as Alba is asking, ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? Laura's frase idiomática is irse por los cerros de Úbeda, a strange one this week, but all will be revealed. And JP and Nayeli answer Rodney's question about a curious use of the word que. All this and more in this week's episode of Coffee Break Español! It's that time of year when we're considering our bad habits and also thinking about changing them with our New Year's resolutions. So, we are asking the question this week, ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? Let's go over to Alba and find out more.
Hola, chicos y chicas. Hoy estamos preguntando, ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito?
So, a really straightforward question this week, ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? What is your worst habit? ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? Let's have a listen to some of the responses.
Fumar.
Fumar también.
Mi peor hábito es fumar y espero algún día poder dejarlo.
El peor hábito.
Trabajar demasiado.
Sí. Mayoritariamente él.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia. Trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos, pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
Mi peor hábito, la comida, sin duda. Vamos, que me pongo de comer como el Kiko. Y estamos comiendo todo el día, siempre que podamos. Pero yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país.
So another set of interesting answers there. Los peores hábitos de las personas con las cuales Alba ha hablado. Let's go back through the answers and have a listen to each one, and then we'll talk about the language that each interviewee has used.
Fumar.
Fumar también.
So I'm sure you've picked up here fumar, to smoke. Smoking, in this case, both the man and woman said that their worst habit was smoking. Let's have a listen to the next speaker now.
Mi peor hábito es fumar y espero algún día poder dejarlo.
So this speaker also mentioned fumar. She said, espero algún día poder dejarlo. I hope that one day I'll be able to stop it. Listen to the next answer and see if you can spot the word mayoritariamente and see if you can work out what it means from the context.
El peor hábito.
Trabajar demasiado.
Sí. Mayoritariamente él.
So this couple is asked the same question, and after some thought, the husband answers, trabajar demasiado, working too much. And his wife says, sí, mayoritariamente él, mainly him. So mostly he is doing too much work. Someone else working too hard is our fourth interviewee. Have a listen to this longer answer and see how much you understand on the first listening.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia. Trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos, pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
So the interviewee does speak quite quickly here. Have a listen again. He begins by saying, saco poco tiempo para la familia. Now, sacar tiempo is perhaps a phrase that you've not heard before. But once again, from the context, you can work out what it means.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia. Trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos. Pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre, le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
So here he's saying, I find little time. I don't find enough time for the family. I don't spend enough time with the family. Porque trabajo demasiado. I work too much. The next part of what he says is straightforward, but it is quite fast. He says, me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos. I would love to spend more time with them. Y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos. And to do more interesting things with them. Pero bueno, but, you know. So he's finishing by saying, every time I find a little bit of time, every time I have some time, I dedicate it to them. I spend it with them because I love being with them. Listen to that last fast part again of his answer and see if you can pick out the words.
La verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
This really is what the Coffee Break Spanish magazine is all about. This is the way Spanish is used by real native speakers, indeed from all parts of the Spanish-speaking world. And we're trying to help you pick out the words and understand speakers as they would be speaking in real life. Okay, let's listen to our final answer now.
Mi peor hábito, la comida, sin duda. Vamos, que me pongo de comer como el Kiko. Y estamos comiendo todo el día, siempre que podamos. Pero yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país.
So another fast answer. And this one is concentrating on la comida, food. So the speaker is saying, me pongo a comer como el Kiko. I start to stuff myself, using this idiomatic expression. He goes on to say, estamos comiendo todo el día. So we are eating all day long. And he finishes by saying, yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país. I think it forms part of the culture of this country. Okay, so it's time now to listen once again to all five of this week's interviews. And once more, see how much you can understand when you listen to them for a second time.
Fumar.
Fumar también.
Mi peor hábito es fumar y espero algún día poder dejarlo.
El peor hábito.
Trabajar demasiado.
Sí. Mayoritariamente él.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia. Trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos, pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
Mi peor hábito, la comida, sin duda. Vamos, que me pongo de comer como el Kiko. Y estamos comiendo todo el día, siempre que podamos. Pero yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país.
Hemos escuchado muchos secretos íntimos hoy. Volvemos contigo.
Coffee Break Español. Muchas gracias, Alba, como siempre. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Y una vez más, vamos a volver a Laura para nuestra frase idiomática de la semana. Buenos días, Laura.
Buenos días, Mark.
¿Cómo estás esta semana?
Estupenda. Hoy estupenda.
Muy bien. Pues tienes otra frase para nosotros.
Hoy te traigo irse por los cerros de Úbeda.
Wow, esto me parece un poco complicado. Irse por los cerros
de Úbeda.
De Úbeda. So it's something to do with going about in the hills, los cerros, the hills.
Sí, sí.
Of Úbeda. Where's Úbeda?
Úbeda está en Jaén, una provincia de Andalucía.
Vale, entonces estás hablando de tu país,
¿no? De mi
¿no?
tierra,
de
sí.
De tu tierra. Venga, entonces, irse por los cerros de Úbeda.
La frase quiere decir que una persona empieza a hablar y habla y habla y va variando el tema y va cambiando de tema y al final el tema del que está hablando no tiene nada que ver con lo que ha empezado a decir.
Entonces habrá perdido el hilo de la conversación. So he's lost the track of the conversation.
That's the meaning.
Creo que en inglés diríamos to go off on a tangent.
En español sería irse por la tangente.
Se dice así en español, así, vale. Pero ¿por qué estos cerros de Úbeda? Los cerros are hills.
Montañas pequeñas, hills.
Colinas.
Colinas, exacto. Colina.
¿Y por qué entonces los cerros? ¿Qué tienen estos cerros de Úbeda?
Para que signifiquen esto.
Exacto.
Quiere decir que los cerros son una amplia extensión de tierra, de colinas, de montañitas.
So they're very spread out.
Exacto. Y por eso se pierden fácilmente en un mapa. Por eso se refiere a en una conversación te puedes perder fácilmente por diferentes temas.
Y una pregunta, entonces, estoy pensando en la frase que aprendimos hace algunas semanas. Y entonces, yo hablo, hablo, hablo y voy por los cerros de Úbeda, me doy cuenta de que me he perdido completamente. ¿Puedo utilizar aquella frase que aprendimos hace algunas semanas?
Sí, si acabas en un punto sin retorno y no te acuerdas de qué estabas hablando, se te ha ido el santo al cielo.
Bueno, two for the price of one there. Pues muchas gracias, como siempre, Laura.
Muchas gracias a vosotros.
For the final time in this series of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, we're heading over to Seattle, where JP and Nayeli have an interesting listener's question for us.
Well, Mark, we have a very interesting question from our friend Rodney. Now, before we get started, I have to introduce myself. My name is JP, and I'm here, as always, with Nayeli.
Hi, JP.
Hi, Nayeli. Nayeli and I are here to answer your questions at QandaSpanish.com. What do you got for us today, Nayeli?
So we have a question from Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
He has heard some expressions
okay.
like, cuidado, que voy a pasar.
All right, careful, I want to get by.
And dale, que viene el bus.
Hey, the bus is coming.
He's not sure what's going on with the que part.
Okay, so we're focusing on this word que. So he's going to say, cuidado que voy a pasar, and dale que viene el bus. This is a pretty straightforward explanation. Would you like me to take it?
Sure.
Both of Rodney's examples are precautionary. Rodney, you'll notice that in these examples, what follows the que is an explanation. You'll often hear Spanish speakers start off an explanation with the word que or es que. So in this case, if somebody says cuidado, you're going to wonder why. Why should I? What's the problem? And they could say, ¿Qué voy a pasar? Or es que voy a pasar? They're which trying is, to get by.
Which is saying, careful that I'm passing by, mm-hmm. or careful that I'm getting by.
Right,
so
it's the reason.
Warning you.
Exactly. It's the reason to be careful.
And then JP with the dale que viene el bus. Mm-hmm. Dale means go. Okay. That the bus is coming. So you either have a bus coming straight on towards you
uh-huh.
or hurry. It's saying go, mm-hmm. run, because the bus is coming and you may be trying to catch it.
Right.
The point is the bus is in vision, mm-hmm. is in our line of vision, and we've got to get either away from it or to it.
Right. So we start off the phrase with que to mark off that it's going to be an explanation for the reason that you have to do this important thing.
Correct.
Well, that's it for this week. Folks, don't forget to keep sending us your questions. We love to help you out. You can find out how to send us a question at our website, which is qandaspanish.com. For now, it's back to Mark in the studio.
It is indeed back to me here in the studio in Scotland. And I'd like to say thank you, muchas gracias, to JP and Nayeli and all our listeners who have sent in their comments and their questions for the Q&A Spanish segment. I'd like to thank Laura for her frase idiomática, and of course Alba and all the interviewees who have contributed to this season of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Spanish magazine, but in the meantime, you can join JP and Nayeli for a new season of Q&A Spanish, and that will be coming very soon with more details on their Radiolingua website. We are also very excited about the launch of Coffee Break German, which is happening in just a couple of weeks' time. So, again, there's more information at radiolingua.com. And if you fancy learning some German, then you can join me. I'm going to be learning this time. And Thomas, our teacher, along with our grammar guru and our cultural correspondent for our weekly German lessons. If you've been listening to the free version of this episode, don't forget that you can still get access to all the premium content for this season of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. That includes videos for each of the interview segments and also full transcripts of all the Spanish used with notes and further materials to help you get the most out of these lessons. All that remains for me is to say muchas gracias a todos. Thank you to everyone for joining us each week. And we'll be back again soon. Hasta pronto.
Coffee Break Español.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.